Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Cam, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. Thank you for listening in. What we do is we show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Check out our website, www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Again, thank you for listening in. Today, we're going to talk about seven or more success strategies, steps that you can make to promote yourself and your company. We have Raleigh Pinsky on the line. I'm going to bring her up, but let me tell you, she has everybody that she has been a client. I mean, she's got Kiss, Paul McCartney, Sting, Herbie Mann, Blondie, even there's a Jake the Snake or somebody like that. So let me just bring her on and talk about how you can promote yourself. Raleigh, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, Jake the Snake was a very dear friend of mine.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. We parted company. He was at the Bronx Zoo. And I moved to California. He doesn't write, you know?
Oh, man. Just long as the check clears, I guess that's okay. Anyway, thank you so very much for spending some time. You're connecting with us all the way from Arizona, is that correct?
That is true.
Okay, so Raleigh Pinsky, she is president and founder of Raleigh Communications. She specializes in helping business people create wealth and success through publicity and communications.
Correct.
I like that.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about how to promote. You have several books. One of the books that I know about, and I'm still waiting for my free copy. Hint, hint. Anyway, 101 Ways to Promote Yourself. So we only have, 30 minutes, so we won't be able to get to the 100, but maybe you can help us with maybe 7 or 9 or so.
I'd be more than happy to. I love to do this. So yeah, let's do it.
I'm honored to have you on the show. You came highly recommended. The book was an amazing success.
The book has sold almost a half a million copies.
Really?
And it's available in 9 countries.
And on Amazon, right? I put it on the link through our show, so people can buy it through Amazon or by you. So what's the story behind the 100 Ways? Why did you write that book? And why has it been such a success?
Before I tell you that, I want to explain to the people who think that PR is just blowing your own horn, making noise, you know, getting in front of trolley cars. It's not anything like that. What I'd like the people to do is to look at doing PR as joint venturing with the media for profit, power, and prestige.
I like that. I got to write this down. I'm glad this is being recorded. So say that one more time. That was powerful.
Well, it's a joint venture.
Okay.
it's forming a strategic relationship with
they
the
need
media.
Help. Okay.
With the media for prestige, power, and profit. Or
is this for both the media and yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Sure.
They need you, you need them.
All right.
You know, they can get the word out, you need the word to be gotten out. Their people won't read them or listen to them if they don't have some interesting, thought-provoking things. So you've got those to offer.
Okay.
So it's a really good exchange. It's a symbiotic relationship. And I don't want anybody else to think of it in that old, you know, that old hype term. It's not hype. This is business.
Okay. I like that. So the media needs us because we give them new content.
That is correct. Now, they're not just going to take any old thing in any old way, shape, or form. You have to do it in a structured manner with a focus. You know, you have to tell them exactly what it is that you want from them and what the benefit is that their audience is going to get from what you have to offer.
That sounds a lot like sales.
It's totally a sale.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely correct. You must sell whatever you have to the media so that they, in turn, can sell it to their audience. How do they do that? They sell it through headlines. They sell it through announcements that, you know, this article's coming or this series is coming. If it's television, you know, that this person's going to be on the program. Absolutely, it is sales 100%. This is serious business doing PR, not fluff, you know, not hot pie in the sky. This is business.
Now, you mentioned sales. Some business people will confess they're not good salespeople. So what would be your response to that? You say, sales, I can't sell myself. What would you say to that?
I believe that people who feel that way can use a little bit of pumping up their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And I say if you can't sell yourself, you can't promote yourself.
In 101
who's going to do it better than you?
Amen. In 101 Ways to Promote Yourself, chapter 101 is dedicated. It's called The Keys to the Kingdom. And it mm-hmm. basically starts out with, do you think you can be successful? Do you think you're worthy of success? If you don't think you can be or that you're worthy of, you should seek some advice from other people on how you can get to be worthy and how you can get to feel successful. There's 27 ways, you know, to pump up the image of yourself to yourself so you can pump up the image of yourself to others.
All right. And your website, we're talking with Raleigh Pinsky. Her website is, Raleigh?
PromoteYourself.com.
I do that.
Really simple. You know, this is about promoting yourself. You know, P.T. Barnum, my favorite, but he's my hero. P.T. Barnum, the circus impresario, and by the way, millionaire entrepreneur, had an important saying. He said, without promotion, a terrible thing happens, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, just picture that. Picture the nothingness. You have all these things to say, all these things to mm-hmm. offer, all these products to sell, and if you don't get out there and promote it, nothing happens. Nothing.
You don't have a business unless somebody's selling something.
That is correct.
And what did Alec Baldwin say in the movie Glengarry Glen Ross? Always be selling, always be selling, always. I'm sorry, he said always be closing,
always
be closing.
Yes.
Always be closing.
Yes,
so,
you're
okay.
Absolutely right. And the closing in PR, you know, is the closing in PR is basically this. You have five different things that people want that the audience wants, needs, or desires in order to read something, to buy something that you are promoting.
Okay.
It's and if you could do all five of them in the same article, I mean, you've really got it made. But at least one of these.
Okay, so what are the five? What are the five?
You need to entertain.
Entertain, okay.
People like to be entertained, okay. You need to educate. You need to give them facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts, figures, statistics, trends, surveys, things like that.
Okay.
So you want to go again. You want to entertain. You want to educate. You want to enlighten.
Enlighten. Okay.
Uh-huh. Enlighten. You want to empower.
Oh, I like that one.
And the fifth one is you want to evoke emotion. Now, when you evoke emotion, the emotion can be from the other four. In entertainment, you're going to make them laugh,
mm-hmm.
or smile, or chuckle. When you educate, the emotion that you evoke is one of maybe, you know, empowerment or enlightenment. Maybe when you educate, you're going to get an aha. You know, you're going to get something from them. When you enlighten them, you can get an aha. You can get a, well, I should be doing that. Well, okay. You know, let me see what I can do. When you empower them, you give them the self-esteem to want to entertain, to empower, to educate. You want to do that. And when you evoke emotion, that's when people take action. That's the ultimate of people taking action.
So you've written this book and been an amazing success with it. It's almost 500,000 copies. What are some of the success stories that you've gotten from people that have read your book?
As far as money is concerned?
Not just anything. Money,
no,
success
people have
stories?
Gotten,
or?
Their profits have gone up. Their business has expanded. Their self-esteem has improved. Their name recognition has gone through the roof. Their strategic relationships have improved so that they can then add to their bottom line, to their name recognition, et cetera. Their network has spread far and wide. Yeah.
And could you drop any names, any people that, for a specific example of how people have used this book and used you to promote themselves successfully?
You know, everything.
Or is this confidential?
As far as names are concerned, I don't know that names are important to people. What's
okay.
important is that a home chef took a business that was not doing very well and made it so that someone bought them out eventually.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so a snake named Jake brought great prominence to the Bronx Zoo, and so much so that the donations that came in for this snake that didn't have a home, you know, helped buy a whole new wing for the reptiles.
Wow.
You know, so it goes from a chef to a leather store who was failing in their business, and no one was coming in. And what we did was we held a Monday, a happy hour party on Mondays, and brought in food and non-alcoholic beverages. And we had networking. It was more of a social scene. They got to sit on the leather furniture. They got to check out the leather furniture. And people started to buy the leather furniture because they realized it was easy to take care of. We showed them how to do that. We had little panel discussion, little tips, little packages to take home of leather samples and colors and see what worked. And their business turned around so much that they could open different stores in different parts of town. And their
wow.
business was failing when we started.
That's powerful. So the title of our conversation is 7 Success Steps for promoting your business. So what would be, before we run out of time, what would be a couple, maybe step one or one success tip? You mentioned the media, but what would be another one?
The first one is if you don't feel that you can do the PR or quote-unquote blow your own horn, which I really don't like to say, but if that's the way people are looking at it, find somebody else that can do it for you. Hire a retired person who used to work in the field or would like to try their hand at it. Get an intern from a college. Get someone else to do it for you if you're too busy to do it yourself or you don't feel that you can do it. Don't stop there. Let someone else do it for you. That's number one. Point is, do it. That's number one. Number two is go out and shake hands. You know, go to the Kiwanis and the Rotary and build up some name recognition. Build up some face recognition. It's not expensive to go to a Kiwanis or a Rotary. Do things like that. Find out what go look in the business journal or in the business section of your local newspaper. They usually have what's happening around town, what meetings are happening. Take the time to go. You got to eat lunch anyway. Go.
Right. Yes.
You know, you got to eat dinner. If your family is upset, take your wife with you.
Okay.
You know, find a way to do this. You know, just go and do it. If you're shy, you don't have to get out and shake hands. You just be there, get comfortable, you know, and then bring a lot of business cards, bring brochures, put them on the, you know, just make it happen. Get other people's business cards. Do coffee. Call up people that you want to meet that you feel would be able to spread the word for you. Call them up. Do coffee.
Okay. I like that one. So we're on
number three.
Four?
You know, reach out. That's number three.
Reach out. All right. Got you.
Number four is try your hand at speaking. Join Toastmasters, which is very inexpensive. There's one on every corner. And go to Toastmaster meetings and get yourself used to speaking. Now, speaking doesn't mean hour-long talks. It doesn't mean day-long seminars. It just means shaking hands with someone and talking to them. You know, basically speaking comes in different sizes, shapes, and lengths. So try Toastmasters.
I did Toastmasters when I was in the Navy, so that worked out.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't win
any competitions. It did help, but I never won any of the little competitions.
Oh, but you did. See, you know what, Kenneth?
I won at the end because I'm doing this.
That's exactly right. I'm shaking you. I'm giving you a high five. That's right. You did win a competition. You won the competition with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. Yeah. Because now you have a radio show, you have a very successful business. You know, you won the competition, dear heart. I'm going to send you a medal.
Okay.
I have a medal for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Toastmasters is another idea. I guess that's number four.
Yeah. Go out into the community, sponsor events. You don't have to pay to sponsor an event. You can give your services. You know, as in kind. I mean, I have many, many times stood in line and served breakfast for the 2Ks, the 4Ks, the 8Ks, the 10Ks. I do public relations. If they have hired firms or if they, you know, have their own in-house public relations, I've still gone and I've served breakfast and I've, you know, wiped down people. But I get my name in the program.
Wow. Okay.
So it's visibility. Yeah. Participate in any way that you can in service organizations. Mentor. Be a mentor. Sit on a community board.
Okay.
A whole bunch
promoting
of ways.
Yourself.
Yeah, publicity isn't only calling the press and ask them to write an article or interview you, which is a very important part, but it's also, and it's not only going to speak and teach other people what you know. It's also just going out into the community, and we call it the grip and grin.
Grip and grin. I do
grip
smiling and,
grin. And
dialing on the phone.
You
so grip
go,
and grin.
That's right. The grip and grin is going out into the community and shaking hands, telling people who you are and what you do.
Hmm.
And what benefit what you do offers their audience, their people.
Now, when you're going out there and gripping and grinning, I always find, I tell this with my clients, is that you've got to have a story. You've got to know what your passion is. You've got to know what makes your business unique. You've got to know, you got to have a story and success stories and what's your return on investment. So you got to do some homework, right, before you get out there and grip and grin, right?
You got to, yes, You're absolutely right. You have to know the benefit.
Uh-huh.
It's not the feature. The you just don't say, hi, my name is Kenneth Brown. I have a radio show.
So what?
You don't say that.
And?
You know, you say, how would you like to spread your name far and wide, you know, and have people all over the world give you a call for your product and services?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm. Benefit.
Benefit.
That I found this out yesterday that consumers are bombarded with ads. It's 300 to 6,000 ads a day, every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all got to you have to tailor your communications to what's in it for the other person. That's what's in it.
Absolutely. You got to focus it. You got to needle laser focus into what it is that they need. Do they need 24-hour service?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need a person on the other end of the phone when they call for 24-hour service? I had a sink that wouldn't stop running. The whatever it was, something got stripped in the, you know, in the faucet, and it was all over my house. And I called 4 plumbers at 2 in the morning. And I got a machine.
Oh man!
I finally got one that had a service, and they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't open until 9 o'clock."
Not gonna help you.
Yeah, exactly. I finally got someone who groggily answered the phone and said, "How can I help you?" I said, "You got to jump in your vehicle right now. I'm here, and I got water all over." Blah blah blah. He said, "I'll be there in 2 seconds."
Oh. Okay.
Now, who am I going to recommend? Who am I going to talk about?
The guy that picked up the phone, the 24 hours, 24/7.
He was fast asleep. He picked up the phone. What is the reason for putting 24-hour service in your ad? You know, if you take a message on a cell phone. Hello. I'm not interested. So what do they need? You know, what does your audience need from you? Do they need 24-hour service? Do they need a shoulder to cry on? 24 hours. Do they need someone to make them richer? And can you do that for them? You know, what is it that they need? That's what you want to ask them. That's what you want to ask them, and that's what you want to tell them, that you will be there for them 24/7, and you'll answer the phone.
Okay, so are we on 5 or 6? I've lost my way here.
I think we're on 72.
Okay. What would be maybe one or two other tips? And we've got maybe another 5 minutes or so.
Well, the point is that, you know, you can't just do it once.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it once. You have to keep them informed of what you're doing. And one day they're going to respond. If they don't need you that day, you know, if it's not controversial for that day, or if they're not, or if they're on to something else for that day, send them something every 2 weeks.
Mm.
Send them a tip about your business.
Is this like a newsletter? Is it an electronic newsletter? Is
you could do. You could do an electronic newsletter. You could do one in the mail. Hello, they open mail.
Do they?
No, they delete. They delete electronic mail, but they open the real mail. Send a postcard. Send tips on a postcard. What your benefits are in your business. What will your business do for people? Will you know? Do you sell widgets, and how will those widgets help? You know, why should they have a backup of widgets? Why should they buy a tire pressure? Maybe you're a hardware store. You know, why should they have one of these in their closet? Because they never know when a fuse is going to go, or you know how to check tire pressure? If you're a gas station, you know, come in, we'll show you how to check tire pressure.
These are great ideas. I got another idea. You know, technology, the power of the internet. Part of my business is helping entrepreneurs master this new media stuff. Looking at how to promote yourself, how do you utilize the power of the internet and to promote yourself? How are you using
it? Very carefully.
Okay.
Because you got to focus. Again, you have to focus. If you keep sending your list, first of all, you have to build a list. But secondly, if that list just gets bombarded constantly with mail, with junk mail, with, you know, nothing that's you know, the blogs that people are sending out. I went here the other day. Oh, my God, I looked at this. I looked at that. I had a great day.
You talking about Twitter? Are you talking about Twitter? Is that Twitter?
Well, whatever. I mean, people send it out all the time. They even send it out, even not, you know, they just send their blogs out to their list. And that's, people don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
They want to hear facts. They want to hear figures. They want to hear how you are going to make them famous. Are you going to make them fortune? You know, a fortune? Are you going to make them powerful? Are you going to make them? What are you going to do for them? That's what they want to know. They don't want to know about you.
So why have you been so successful in this business? What's your success secret?
I started out 30 years ago talking with performers, as you mentioned. You know, Sting, McCartney, Bowie, those people. I took that celebrityship and I converted it to small business people, to authors, to people who fight every day for space, you know, for recognition. I took the how to be a celebrity in your own backyard, and I showed them how. One of my first clients was Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the first PR people for Chicken Soup for the Soul. And although we couldn't get them very much in 1993 because it was a new phenomena, we laid the groundwork for people to want to call them when they finally got it after mailing and mailing and talking and talking. You know, Jack Canfield, who was one of the co-creators, has self-esteem. He's in the self-esteem business. I helped his franchisee people to grow their businesses. So I've been doing this for a long time. And you see, I learned this from my father. My father had a small shoe store in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And on Saturdays, my brother and I he'd give us a bag and he'd say, go take these shoes next door to the millinery, go collect a hat, you know, give this hat back, go get a new hat and exchange the shoes from the mannequins in the window.
Okay.
He taught me strategic relationship. He taught me marketing. He taught me publicity when I was 10, 12, you know, just going out and doing this for daddy. Now, of course, we knew the people next door. You know, Scranton's a small place, Chamber of Commerce people. You know, my father knew these people. He wasn't sending me into a dark alley with a bag of shoes. And the people knew I was coming. He would call them and say, Raleigh's coming over with the bag. So there was none of this. But I learned, you know, I have a website, promoteyourself.com, and in the audio video section, there's a 5-minute video on me talking about this, on how I learned to do this. It's really quite cute. It's called How to Build Strategic Relationships. There's also other videos on there that teach how to do PR. So go to promoteyourself.com. There's some free articles. Free videos you can download. There's in the online newsroom section in the radio section. There are some interviews that you can free interviews that you can listen to. All kinds of things that are available to you.
So I have some things to do this evening and on the weekend.
I can
join Raleigh's university.
Also if. I have a new promotion going on, and you can send this out to your list. I will send it to you, and you can send it out to your list. I'm asking people what they fear about publicity. What's their biggest concern about publicity? We're going to be doing a free teleseminar about this subject matter. Get to sign up. You get to send me your questions on what it is that you want, and we're just going to go right ahead and do a free teleseminar, and I'm going to answer all these questions.
Have you set the date for that one? Yeah.
We haven't set the teleseminar date. We're still collecting the questions.
Okay.
But you can, you know, I'll send this to you. You can send it out to your list. And lo and behold, you know, you can do this with me. This is about I'm teaching people how to do publicity by doing this. This is a format. You know, it's kind of a lunch and learn. Let's do follow what I'm doing so that you can go out and do it yourself.
Excellent, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. So we're about out of time. If we could just summarize or capture this conversation that we've just had, what would be the key points that you want to reinforce with our listeners?
PR is not a boogeyman. PR is not a someone lurking in the corner going, "See, I told you so, you're never going to do it." PR is not hard to do. PR is a beautiful thing to do. Joint venture, promote, and prosper.
Like that. Raleigh Penske. You can check out our website at www.promoteyourself.com. There's videos there. There's articles and all kinds of good stuff. And you only have, not only do you have 100 Ways to Promote Yourself, what other books do you have, Raleigh?
101 Ways to Get on Talk Shows, 101 Ways to Write Results-Producing Media Releases, 101 Ways to Market Your Business on the Internet, 101 Ways to Market Your Books. There's 40-some-odd CDs on you know, how to be a celebrity, what do you do with your PR once you get it, oh, all kinds of wonderful things. Click on the store and you'll just go, whoa.
Oh, man, this is great. Okay, well, thank you. Hey, this can't be the last time we talk, right?
It better not be.
You got to come back. I really, really enjoyed this. This is a great one. You passed on some really good information. So get those books. Get the 101 Ways to Promote Your Business and all the other books that you need to get.
You got it. We're going to have a product launch. So stay tuned for that. Lots of those things that are on there for good prices. But in the meantime, buy 101 Ways because don't wait around for that one. That's a real inexpensive book. Just do that.
All right, then. So thank you very much, Raleigh.
Thank you, Ken.
And
promote and prosper.
Hello, I like that. Promote and prosper.
All righty.
All right,
bye-bye.
Then. Bye-bye. That was Raleigh. Well, that is the show, ladies and gentlemen. So what did you learn? More importantly, how are you going to apply what you've learned today? First of all, get Raleigh's book. Check out her website. Great content there. So as we wrap up, a couple things I want to share with you. And you know what I always like to say. Basically, definitely check out the website, mybusinesscommunity.com. Also, you might want to check out bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And check out the podcast. I get downloads, lots of downloads. And so let us know what you think about the show, what you like about it. If you want to be a guest or you have a certain idea that you want to promote, definitely let us know. So in closing, I want to share with you, be extraordinary, go for that sale, and stay profitable. Till next time, take care. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur.